This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage and growing strength on the global stage. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi praised the valor displayed by armed forces during Operation Sindoor and lauded the precision and accuracy with which they destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया है। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य मिशन नहीं है, यह हमारे संकल्प, साहस और बदलते भारत की तस्वीर है। और इस तस्वीर ने पूरे देश को देशभक्ति के भावों से भर दिया है, तिरंगे में रंग दिया है।
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroy terror bases through indomitable courage with weapons, equipment and technology made in India. In today's episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister lauded the progress in Maoist-affected areas, saying that the arrival of the first bus service in Katajhari village of Gadchiroli in Maharashtra and the rise of education in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh reflects the restoration of peace and success of collective efforts to fight Maoism.
आपको एक ऐसे गांव के बारे में बताना चाहता हूं, जहां पहली बार एक बस पहुंची। लोगों को जरूरत थी, लेकिन पहले कभी यहां बस नहीं चल पाई थी, क्योंकि ये गांव माओवादी हिंसा से प्रभावित था। यह जगह है महाराष्ट्र के गढ़चिरौली जिले में, और इस गांव का नाम है काटेजरी। काटेजरी में आए इस परिवर्तन को आसपास के पूरे क्षेत्र में महसूस किया जा रहा है। माओवाद के खिलाफ सामूहिक लड़ाई से अब ऐसे क्षेत्रों तक भी बुनियादी सुविधाएं पहुंचने लगी हैं।
The Prime Minister shared with the listeners that the population of lions in Gir, Gujarat has increased from 674 to 891 in just 5 years. Ahead of International Yoga Day, to be celebrated on the 21st of June, the Prime Minister also informed that the government of Andhra Pradesh has started Yoga Andhra Abhiyan to develop yoga culture in the entire state. Mr. Modi said he will participate in the Yoga Day program in Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh this year. Prime Minister spoke about sugar boards being installed in some schools. The aim of this unique initiative of CBSE is to make children aware of their sugar intake. Mr. Modi hailed this unique effort. Talking about World Bee Day celebrated on the 20th of this month, the Prime Minister said about a decade ago, honey production in India was around 70 to 75,000 metric tons a year. Mr. Modi expressed happiness that today it has gone up to around 1.25 lakh metric tons. Two resolutions were passed during the day-long conclave of National Democratic Alliance NDA Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers in New Delhi today. The meeting was chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The first resolution praised the valor of Indian Armed Forces and Prime Minister Modi's leadership for the success of Operation Sindoor. The second resolution was related to government's decision on conducting caste census. Talking to reporters after the meeting, BJP President JP Nadda said it does not engage in caste-based politics, stating that integrating backward communities into the mainstream is a societal necessity. So all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to the United States has highlighted how India responded in a precise and calibrated manner to destroy terrorist bases in Pakistan following the dastardly Pahalgam terror attack. He was speaking at the Indian Consulate in New Delhi. Another multi-party delegation led by Nationalist Congress Party MP Supriya Sule has reached Qatar. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai today said that the role of Sashastra Seema Bal SSB is very crucial for security management of borders and protecting sovereignty of the country along Nepal and Bhutan frontiers. The minister was addressing the passing out parade of 8th basic recruit training course at Supaul in Bihar. RJD chief and former Bihar chief minister Lalu Prasad today expelled his eldest son and former minister Tej Pratap from party for 6 years, citing his indecent behavior and irresponsible conduct and deviation from the family's values and public decorum. And in IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 231 runs, Gujarat Titans were 59 for 3 for the loss of 8 wickets in 8 over against Chennai Super Kings in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.